during the drive time are those of Dave Glover and his guests and are not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are just having so much fun here on our Christmas show, and hopefully we'll get this done and edited and up on some kind of a podcast. Maybe we'll save it as an annual Christmas thing if I decide sometime to take a holiday, which I never do. Joining me in the studio, Matt Blundell, my partner in crime with karaoke, but he and I, as he said earlier, have done quite a few theatrical productions together as well, so another very talented performer, and also...
Well, thank you very much.
Talented... technician as well. I mean, your job with some of the lighting on some of the shows that we've done has just been incredible. And of course, Rob Washburn is here in the house. Rob Washburn, everybody. Yes.
Thanks very much for having me, Dave.
My pleasure, actually, Rob. Now, Rob, who does all kinds of research when he comes on the show, Rob's got lots of factoids for us. We're going to talk about Christmas origins. And you want to throw one out at us, Rob? Give us a...
Well, just really interesting to know that the Animagic... Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is the one we know as Rankin and Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all seen it. We remember it from our childhood. Well, it turns out that while the production was done, the animation was done in the United States, the voices are all Canadian actors and singers. Mm-hmm. And it was actually recorded in the RCA studio in Toronto and then sent down and was matched up with the animation down in the United States. So that was a Canadian factoid about
really?
Christmas. No kidding.
So that's probably, again, that's one of the reasons why it's exactly the same in Canada and the U.S. Because a lot of times when you see those Christmas productions, sometimes, and not a lot of times, but I guess, you know, after CanCon came in, there needed to be a specific Canadian version, right? So
yeah.
Canadian stars, Canadian performers. I mean, it's Christmas, so we do Canada well here.
Oh, we do Christmas well.
We do Canada well as well. But we do Christmas well here in Canada is what I meant to say.
You're having a good time, Dave.
We're having way too much fun. You shouldn't be able to have this much fun sober, apparently. But you can. You can, folks, just so you know. We've got a request for I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That was the one song Kevin said, oh, you're not going to play that one. I said, yes. Yes, we are, Kevin, because, you know, I told him that we would. You know why? Because remember when you and I did that show at St. Joe's? What was the one song that the folks wanted to hear at that?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. We totally hadn't prepared that at all.
You know what? I didn't even remember ever hearing it.
Yeah, until it started, I was like, I have no idea what the song is. And I went, wait a minute. I've heard this before.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got, her name is Gayla Peavy. That was the woman's name who performed the track. And
what else did she do, Dave?
You know what? I couldn't tell you what else she did. I might Google her, Joe, just because you've asked me. I'm now going to ask the Google, the magical search engine. Christmas origins, though. Christmas trees. Now, a lot of people probably know this now, but that's a German tradition, is it not?
It is. And what's interesting is that the early Dutch settlers in New York brought that tradition to North America. And in fact, they brought a lot of those Christmas traditions, including St. Nicholas, which they had it in their culture that St. Nicholas would come and bring gifts to children, and they would put up drying socks on the mantle, mm-hmm. and he would fill the socks with gifts. But the thing was that was on December 5th, according to that calendar, and of course, December 5th is the St. Nicholas' feast day within the German church. So that's how that started, and it was later on that the tradition moved from early December into December 25th.
Sinterklaas is.
I got more on that later, but anyway, there's a small thing for you. Yes.
So do you know?
That's very interesting. But do you know where the tradition of putting an angel on top of the tree comes from?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So one year, it was a bad year up at the North Pole. A lot of things were going wrong. The elves were on strike. There was stuff breaking down all over the place.
Labor unrest.
Yeah, yeah. They were behind schedule. Just everything was – the sleigh broke down like 2 days before Christmas.
Oy.
Anyway, so an angel comes to the door, knocks on the door, and Santa answers the door. And the angel says, Santa, I brought you this this beautiful Christmas tree to help cheer you up. I know it's been a rough year, so I brought this as a gift to you. It's beautiful. It's lit up. It's got all the decorations on it. And isn't it an amazing tree? Where would you like me to put it? And thus the tradition of putting the angel on top of the tree was born.
Right. There you go. Okay, we're not filling
in the blanks. You can look up that one on Google, too.
You can definitely look that one up on Google as well. So the long and short of it is Santa told them where they could put that tree. Bottom line. Anyway, here is Caleb Peavy, folks. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas right here on Northumberland 89.7. You're listening to Truly Local Radio. This is a Truly Local Christmas special here. I'm Dave Glover. With me in the studio, Matt Blundell and Rob Washburn.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
There you go, Gala Peavy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas from 1966. I can't believe that song is almost 50 years old. So that is crazy, crazy stuff. Rob?
Yeah, I got some more stuff for you. Listen, didn't know if you knew this, but Washington Irving, who is famous for the Sleepy Hollow story,
mm-hmm.
Wrote a book called The History of New York. And he was the one that had in this story that St. Nicholas would go over the houses, across the trees, in a wagon, delivering his gifts. And so there we got the origins of the Santa Claus in a sleigh traveling across the sky. Also, the early Dutch settlers in New York, they called St. Nicholas Sinterklaas.
Yes.
And that became Santa Claus. And I think if you ever watch the movie The Miracle on 34th Street, they mm-hmm. sing a little song about that. Now, The Night Before Christmas, which was written by Clement Clark Moore mm-hmm. and published in 1823, he was the one that introduced the idea of Santa Claus coming on Christmas Eve. So remember what I was talking earlier about the Dutch settlers, and
right.
It was December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that started bringing that tradition in around Christmas time.
Okay.
And was one of the first in his poem, Night Before Christmas, to use the terms Saint Nick and Santa Claus interchangeably. So that's where we got that history from. So there's a couple more things for you, Dave.
Well, that is interesting, actually. Now, we've got Night Before Christmas here, and we are going to see if we can't read it here for you folks. We shall see. It's actually, the original story was called A Visit from St. Nicholas. So that was the original title of the story, not The Night Before Christmas. So, again, I'm going to see if we can't pull it up so we can read it for you. But in the meantime, we do have some bills to pay. So we are going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to have more Yuletide merriment for you right here at Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio. Stick around.
Mondays can be mundane. Tuesdays can be tedious. But by Wednesday, the hope of a weekend is coming into sight. It's Kevin Stewart, and I'll help you get to the middle of the work week Wednesday mornings at 10. The steps are simple. Some interesting talk, a variety of really good tunes, a couple of good features, sometimes a guest, and once it's over, you know your work week is half done. Let's get there together this week for the midweek warm-up on Northumberland 89.7 Truly Local Radio.
Can't find the vinyl you need? Be delighted with Zap Records downtown Coburg. No album is too eclectic or eccentric, and if we don't have it, we'll find it. Put the needle on the record and drop on down to Zap Records, downtown Coburg, or call 905-372-8231. Zap Records, your source for the largest collection of vinyl in Northumberland.
Hi, Northumberland. This is Jim Glover, host of The Morning Show, wishing you and everybody a very Merry Christmas at this festive time of the year. And make sure you tune in to Northumberland 89.7 over the holidays for some great, truly local programming and lots of great things in store here on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.
As a local business owner, would you pay to advertise your service in a shotgun approach to a broad market or to an audience that is right for your business? Would you try and promote your business into another area code where there's three others doing what you do, or into your hometown where you're known as one of a kind? Northumberland 89.7 is specific and local for the people of Northumberland County. Northumberland 89.7 is unique and original, just like your business. Give us a call at 905-372-2391 or email us at sales@northumberland897.ca.
Hi, I'm Lou Rinaldi. In the spirit of the season, I urge you to remember those who are less fortunate. Please donate to a good cause and help those in need. Wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holiday season.
Deep within the Northumberland Forest, there is a secret. Created by the spring-fed artesian wells of Mill Valley and bottled by Oak Ridge Springs, Mill Valley is a sodium-free, premium spring water rich in naturally occurring electrolytes and minerals. Visit oakridgesprings.com to discover which of their local retailers carry this natural, pure spring water, or reach them at 905-349-3495.
Follow Northumberland 89.7 on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Get connected through our website at northumberland897.ca.
All right, and welcome back to The Drive Time, everybody. I'm Dave Glover. With me, Rob Washburn, for our weekly rendition of Consider This Live. This, of course, is our special Christmas version of Consider This Live.
Festivus version.
Today is Festivus, though, so happy Festivus to everyone who is celebrating out there. And we will be airing grievances maybe a little later. We've already done the Feats of Strength, by the way. I think Matt came out as a clear winner in the Feats of Strength. That was the holding your breath till you get what you want. And he managed to pull it off. So congratulations to Matt for that. And,
thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't do that one anymore. I just get so winded. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to do. So for your listening pleasure, please gather the children around the radio and maybe light a candle. And here is our version of A Visit from St. Nicholas, a.k.a. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the roof arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they come. He whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning round, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and it smoked and circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly. It shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump and right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sled, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, the down love a thistle. I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Night.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below, so in my flannel pajamas I went tippy-toe. I could see your St. Nick from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could." "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas." Thank you.
thinking the same thing, only it wasn't for goodness sake, I'll tell you. Okay, Spike Jonze, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. If you're listening closely to the very beginning of the song, when he slid down the banister, womp, that's when he lost his two front teeth.
Two front teeth, so, gone.
Just bam, done. It's all over now, all over but the wishing. Wishing and hoping.
Did you ever lose your two front teeth?
No. No,
me either. As far as I know. Like, when you lose your two front teeth, they're done, like forever.
Yeah, they're gone, man.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Never getting those back.
Nope, they don't. That's it. It's all over but the whining at that point. Yep. So we've got I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. We've got that coming up. I'm not sure what arrangement we have on that one, though. So we're going to have to give that one a listen to. But before we get to that, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Oh, my goodness. All right. Somebody asked if we could play the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas is You. By the way, this song is the biggest selling of all time, anytime Christmas classics, this song. All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey. And I got to be honest with you. The first time I ever heard this song, at least as far as I could remember, the 80s and 90s were rough. As much as I could remember, never heard this song before in my life. I was doing that show at the Capitol Theater last year with the Christmas Bells.
Last year. The first time you heard this show.
Year.
And you're working at a radio station.
I'm actually admitting, well, I'm a volunteer. I don't work here at the station. I'm a volunteer. It's what I do. And kicks just keep getting harder to find, I guess. But yeah, no, I didn't. You don't have to be an audiophile to necessarily work.
Okay, but this song has been in like 18 million commercials.
It has. I just never
probably
realized
65
it.
Different Christmas movies.
I thought it was a Christmas jingle. I don't know. Anyway,
no, it's a good song, and it's one of the few true Christmas songs that make you want to get up and dance. So if you're not driving, please feel free to let yourself express this song through movement.
Right, express yourself. Express yourself. Anyway, here is Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas is You, the biggest selling Christmas song ever, apparently. From 1996, by the way.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. All I want for
the best to you guys.
All right, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas
is You.
Is You. I got to say, though, I think the Bells did it better last year. I'm just me, I guess. I just think the Christmas Bells are amazing over there at the Capitol Theater. And if you get an opportunity to check out that show, that is a show you want to not miss. Well,
yeah,
Rob,
if it wasn't for Mariah Carey, that song wouldn't be as popular as
Yeah.
So the Bells would never have done it.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go, then. Well, thankfully, she did it so the Bells could do it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. We got some more great tidbits coming our way, too. Rob is our guy with the factoids, so keep him rolling.
So Charles Dickens and A Christmas Carol, big Christmas time tradition to read that story. It was originally written as a commentary on greed in Victorian Britain. It was after a time, Charles Dickens was also a journalist. I love him for that. He had been talking and interviewing people up in Manchester, which was at the heart of the Industrial Revolution at that time. And we're talking October 1843. And then what he did was he came back and in his newspaper published a serial of stories trying to reflect on all this hardship that these people faced and the lack of generosity amongst Victorians at the time. So it was published as a book after it appeared as a serial, just before Christmas time, and that's why it's been associated so much with Christmas, mm-hmm. and became a bestseller almost instantly and has been republished and read at Christmas time ever since. Now, little factoid for you is before settling on the character's name, Tiny Tim, Dickens looked at a number of other alternatives for the character's name, and he wanted something alliterative and to represent a small child. He had Little Larry. He had.
I have a little Larry in my family.
Do you really?
He doesn't have a limp.
Puny Pete.
Not yet.
And also looked at the name Small Sam, but finally chose Tiny Tim as the character's name. So there you go. A little bit about.
I think he nailed that one.
You did.
I think he did.
Tiny Tim would have been way better than Little Larry.
Yes.
A Little Larry. I got a Little Larry too, but a lot of fellas have taken the naming certain parts of their bodies. Anyway, we are going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got the Royal Guardsman by request, Snoopy's Christmas. That's right, Snoopy's Christmas, and some more Christmas classics coming your way as well. And we're just going through the list to try and pull together another classic karaoke number for you as well. So, by the way, we are taking calls, requests. If you want to give us a call, maybe you got a Christmas story you'd like to share with us on the air. Actually, I got a Christmas story. By the way, I want to thank one of my regular listeners, Todd Ring. I want to thank Todd for this, by the way. He has published a great book called Enlightened Democracy, Visions for a New Millennium. He has sent me a copy of the book, so I want to thank him for that and let him know that we will read it. And I believe he's a local man as well. He lives here locally, so I will see what I can do. Maybe after we give this a quick perusal sometime in the new year, get Todd in here and have him talk about this book, because it looks like it's going to be just incredible.
You look super excited to read that book, Dave.
I am, actually. The last book I read of any importance to me, anything, was called A Brief History on the Economy, A Brief History of the World, actually. And it was all about the way economies have moved from the East to the West and are now again heading towards the East again in terms of global economies and in global scope. Anyway, it's way long drawn out, and I don't want to get into it now. We're having a Christmas story. But this reminded me of a Christmas gift. Because, you know, when I was a little boy, I was a newspaper boy. We used to deliver newspapers.
We all were.
Back when we were kids, I guess it was still a profession for kids. I don't know that too many little kids are actually doing paper routes anymore. No, but I was a little kid. Anyway, I was out collecting for Christmas, you know, getting my papers paid for. And I went to this lady's house, and she was notorious. I mean, she always exact change, never gave a tip. But comes Christmas time, I'm collecting from
was
her.
She, was she the kind that you had to like chase for 3 months before?
No. Okay. It's funny because the people you had to chase down were invariably better tippers. I don't know why that is. But
well, yeah, because they wait till they got to like 20 bucks.
Yeah, when they eventually paid it, they just threw you a little extra for making your life a pain in the neck. But so I'm going to leave this woman's house, and she says, "Oh, wait, I have a gift for you." And I think, "Oh, that's great. I'm going to get a nice little Christmas tip from this lady."
Yeah.
So she gives me a book, nice. A book on Canadian waterways. Which it looked like a good book. I don't know. I honestly never cracked the spine. Never cracked the spine. I just thought, you know, really.
And thus, your education on Christmas or Canada waterways has always been
somewhat
left
limited.
Lacking.
Yes. My knowledge of Canadian waterways.
St. Lawrence River, Trent Canal,
the Rideau. and the myriad of other freshwater resources that we have here. By the way, if you are drinking bottled water from some of the major bottle companies, you may want to check that because, you know, Mel Lastman bottled Toronto's tap water. We call it Toronto's Own.
Yes, yes.
And I understand that there is a bottled water company, and I don't know the name, and maybe I don't want to out them on online radio.
I think they've been outed, but just to be safe, we probably shouldn't say.
Yeah, they're charging, I don't know what, a buck and a quarter for a bottle of Toronto tap water. Okay, so think about that, folks, next time you buy bottled water.
And they're
water.
Paying apparently like 30 cents on the dollar to get the water or something.
Well, no,
ridiculous.
They can get well, if they got anything like the deal in British Columbia recently.
Oh, probably.
250 million liters.
Yeah, something like that.
For, I think, $100 or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a sweet deal.
Yeah.
But we here locally, we can always just go up to Harwood. To the mill, to the...
yes, to we the, have those...
Exactly. So the natural well studio. Up at Harwood. Did you ever go up to Harwood, Rob?
Absolutely.
To the community center?
Absolutely, where the rail line used to go across Rice Lake. Yep, and there's the little artesian well there. You get your jug filled up. Brilliant.
Yeah, and if you're going up there, just don't forget to leave a little something in the box for the community center.
Yes, exactly. Always, that's the one thing. They got that little box up there, so it's like the honor system.
Yep.
But every time I go up there, that little box is just jammed, full of coins, and the occasional bit of crinkly bits of money. Crinkly bits of money.
They don't crinkle as well as they used to.
No, they don't. No. It's not that same crinkly sound. We're going to take our next break here, folks. When we come back, as I said, we got the Royal Guardsman and Snoopy's Christmas, followed by the Kinks and Father Christmas, unless we got something else. But Rob is just the fount of knowledge today, and thanks for doing your research again, I'll tell you. You know, it's a lot of fun when I come in here every day just winging it, as I do so often. But to have Rob come in here every week, as he does with his research, and, you know, happy Christmas to you. By the
way,
thank
you very much, Dave.
For those of you that are tuning in next week for our show, we're going to be doing a sort of a year in review.
Absolutely.
Talking about some of the great, wonderful stuff that we've done over the last year or so. And Rob's actually been with us now here at the station at least a year now.
It's over a year, yep. You and I have been doing this. It's amazing.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Indeed. Anyway, we'll take this break. We will be right back. And stick around, folks.
Join me, Erin Walsh, Tuesday morning at 8:45 as we remember our local heritage on Discovering Yesterday. We'll tell stories of local events from days gone by. From Port Hope through Campbellford, Coburg to Trent Hills, and points in between. That's Discovering Yesterday, Tuesday morning on The Morning Show with Jim Glover. Right here on Northumberland 89.7. Truly local radio.
I'm here with Ed White on the job. We're inside my refrigerator, and guess what?
It was a minor repair, well worth fixing, for far less than a new one.
Thanks, Ed. That's Ed White Appliances, 51 Mill Street South, Port Hope, 885-7109.
The holiday season is here once again. Callahan Drywall reminds us that the festive cup of cheer carries an important responsibility. When celebrating the season, please have a designated driver. Remember, the holiday season is a time for care. A message from Callahan Drywall Coburg. For all your drywall and insulating needs, call the professionals who get the job done right, on time, and on budget at 905-396-2727. Callahan Drywall, wishing everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
Entering Stonewood Gallery is like visiting old and dear friends, but friends with impeccable taste. Dan and Kim Daigle feature the work of local and Canadian artisans, from custom furniture to antiques, wood turnings, jewelry, fine art, photography and giftware. It's all at Stonewood Gallery, just north of the 401 at 3311 Burnham Street North. Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5. Come in and be delighted.
At Northumberland Veterinary Services, we know how important your pets are to you and your family. We'd like you to remember, with the holiday season, protect your pets from cold and salt, and remember that poinsettias are poisonous. Northumberland Veterinary Services also have cats for adoption. Michelle and Lex and all the staff of Northumberland Veterinary Services would like to wish you and your pets the very best of the season.
Northumberland Security has provided security solutions for over 38 years. From transponder car keys, alarm systems, surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators, they cover Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Northumberland Security prides itself on providing a comprehensive selection of personal and property protection at affordable prices with fast, courteous, and reliable 24-hour service. Located at 22 King Street West, Coburg. Call 905-372-8951 or visit northumberlandsecurity.com, the professional security team.
For over 25 years, Pritchard's Climate Care has been your personal climate expert in the Northumberland area. Pritchard's offers complete heating and air conditioning service and repair for your home or business. We make sure the air you breathe is healthy and comfortable. Pritchard's Climate Care has been one of Southern Ontario's most trusted installers of heating and air conditioning products. Sign up for our We Care maintenance plans and get your furnace service for half off our regular special price. Pritchard's Climate Care. We're not just your climate experts, we're your neighbors. Call us at 905-885-8216 today.
The news had come out in the First World War. The Bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men.
Yes, the Royal Guardsman and Snoopy's Christmas from 1967. That song going out by request. Thank you. By the way, we're giving out wings here today on Festivus. It is Festivus, and is it time for airing grievances?
Yeah, we should air a couple grievances.
You got any grievances? Rob, you got a grievance you want to air?
I'd like to hear what you guys got to grieve about, because you seem to be right into this. Go ahead.
Well, we'll go with the obvious. Let's grieve about the weather a little bit. I mean, it's warm. So, I mean, that's good, but, I mean, it's really wet.
It's balmy. So
but it's really wet. Like, it'd be nice if it was balmy and sunny.
Yeah.
But it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, anytime you go outside, you get wet, which makes everything wet. So, that's my grievance, is that right now that it's wet.
It's wet.
Yes.
No, that's a good one. That's actually a really good grievance. My grievance is that if you got an outdoor rink, i.e. Port Hope, who just voted to spend a lot of money to put an outdoor rink in their downtown.
It's wet.
It's wet.
Yes.
It's not cold. You just spent money now. I mean, I don't know. You must have. Is there a guy who stands by the toilet in Port Hope and just throws money down there and all the time and just.
I'm so just getting the grievance. Theme of wet. That's I'm with
that's
the theme.
My grievance. Yeah. It's all wet, folks.
Yeah, everything's wet.
It's all
right now.
Wet. Yeah, and being out in the rain. No, anyway, it's not very festive. I got to say that. Although the folks out west, they wish it was wet. Vancouver's wishing they
probably
would.
Not. I mean, the amount of snow they've got right now, I don't know that they want it to be wet because then everything be
flooded. Good point. Yeah. Good flooding. Yeah,
they went through that a couple years ago.
Rob, you got something to grieve about?
No.
Rob's good. Rob's not.
I'm
grieving.
Good. He's I'm good. Seriously, guys, I'm good. He's you know, grieving. Just trying to stay with the spirit.
Yeah,
of the
I'm
show.
Just looking for something to grieve about.
I got one more grievance.
I'm just looking for something.
You can have mine.
I got one more grievance.
You can have mine.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about this. We've got, you know, we got a few minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit about this whole Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays versus you know, any other religious or belief based celebration. Uh-huh. Me personally, my grievance is we're making far too big of a deal of this, that if you celebrate Christmas, then it's Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, it's Happy Hanukkah.
So should people wear a sticker then saying I celebrate
absolutely
Christmas?
Not, because I think you're expressing sharing of the whatever celebration mm-hmm. with whoever else is. So I would totally fine with me going up to someone and saying Merry Christmas and them saying Happy Hanukkah, and I would say, boom. That is the same sentiment mm-hmm. I'm sending to you, mm-hmm. you're sending to me. So that's my grievance, that we should just all be able to celebrate whatever we want to celebrate and be accepted.
Well, and you know, you're bringing me to my grievance, which is this argument that political correctness has gone too far. You know, one thing people forget about being politically correct, correct means not going out of your way to hurt other people's feelings. That's what being politically correct is about. It's not about, oh, well, I don't want to upset anyone, but I have to, you know, rein in my own thing because I don't want to offend anybody. It's not about not offending anyone. It's about not going out of your way to offend people. Like, yeah. I mean, I have friends of various faiths, and they have no problem with Merry Christmas. Most people I know have no problem with Merry Christmas. If you want to put up a Christmas tree, knock yourself out. You know, if you want to take your kids to visit Santa Claus, then, you know, knock yourself out. No one is saying you can't do that. So this argument that, oh, they're trying to change the way we celebrate. No, nobody's trying to change squat. What they're trying to do is make people aware of certain sensitivities. And so I guess being aware of other people's sensitivities is, for some reason, a problem for other people.
Well, realistically, modern-day Christmas is a mishmash of a whole bunch of different other celebrations anyway.
It's true.
Right? So, I mean, yes, you know, there is that religious side of it, but for the most part, we can all share in some sort of celebratory mm-hmm. times or, mm-hmm. or feelings during this time of year. So that's my hope, is that we all get to do that. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Is it Happy Kwanzaa?
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus.
And we all hope.
And anything else that I'm missing, if I'm missing something, please celebrate it and enjoy
any
time that you spend with your families.
Exactly. Anything that offers you an opportunity to embrace the love of your loved ones, your friends, your family, and to share that beyond just your local universe, to share that. You know, there's nothing wrong with greeting people on the street, hey, happy Christmas, or happy New Year, or Merry Christmas, or whatever, happy holidays. A lot of people don't like the happy holidays just because it's too generic.
Agreed.
Well, you know what?
I agree.
The problem with Christmas for a lot of people is it's just the season of commercialism. It's a season where really people who don't give throughout the year can give a whole bunch of money at the end of the year and go, look how much of a philanthropist I am. When all year long you treat your workers like crap, then, you know, there's not a lot of philanthropy there. So it's, you know, and that's the whole Krampus argument where a lot of people say, oh, Christmas is for the greedy. Christmas is for people who want to pat themselves on the back. But Christmas is really way, way, way more than that. In my opinion, Christmas is an opportunity to express the love and joy within your heart with everybody else. That's what Christmas should be about. Rob? Well,
Merry Christmas, everyone. I have some really cool things to say about Christmas trees because,
Christmas,
you know, they're a really big part of Christmas. Do you know that there are 5.5 million Christmas trees sold every year in Canada, and that we, in fact, export, and you're talking about sharing,
mm-hmm.
we export 2.5 million trees to 25 countries at this time of year, including, get this, Japan, Mexico, of course, the United States, and Jamaica, of all places. Buy Canadian Christmas trees.
Not a lot of Christmas trees. They don't have evergreen trees there.
Yeah, they don't have
so
whatever,
that, I just think that's so amazing.
Or ash or whatever you
first record of a Christmas tree in Canada, it comes from 1871 from Sorel, Quebec. First record we have of it. It was a German immigrant, Friedrich von Riedesel,
records it in his diary that they put up a Christmas tree and lit it with candles. But better than that is that, of course, we all know Christmas trees come from a German tradition, but it was Queen Victoria and Prince Albert in the 1841 that posted, or at least put up, the first Christmas tree in Britain. And it was made a big deal about in the press. And,
sure, because they were German.
That's right. Prince Albert was.
So
and
was
in 1848, the royal Christmas tree was turned into an engraving and was printed on cards and postcards and in the newspapers. And the first Christmas tree lights were used in 1880s. So there you go. Some Christmas tree trivia.
Right. For those of you that were watching Murdoch's Mystery this week, Murdoch did not invent Christmas lights. Okay? I know it looked like he did, but he did not invent Christmas lights.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The whole candles on a dead tree thing.
Yeah. Ooh, you better make sure you water that puppy. That's for sure. Here are the Kinks.
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Sister, a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoyed. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
And that was the Kinks. Kinks and Father Christmas right here on Northumberland 89.7. Well, we got a little bit of time left, a little more than a minute, I guess. And we're going to don't forget Cedar Rail is coming up at 7 o'clock with their Christmas special. So stick around for that. But before we head off to that, I just wanted to thank both of you for being here. Matt, thanks a lot for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Sharing. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's. I think it's been just a great, great show. Hopefully we'll get it saved, edited down, and we'll be able to save it as a podcast for those folks that weren't able to listen to it either online or listen to it live. Rob Washburn, as always, wonderful to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
I just appreciate all the research you do, and it's just been just a wonderful time to build a relationship with you as well and to share that with all our viewers. And as I say, Rob will be back next week for us to do our year in review. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Same to you, Dave.
Big shout out to you, to the wife and kids, and to your wife and your daughter, and to Matt and your family, to Laura and the kids. And
thanks,
big
Dave.
Shout out to my wife, who's not going to have a problem with me being here tomorrow for an hour or so as we get ready to head into Christmas Eve. I've got my family coming over. That's why it's always been a little bit of a hairy thing. Thanks to everybody, and I hope you have a merry, merry Christmas. Here is...
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
I know that.
Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
I got to go shopping tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. That's Hinterland Who's Who's. The last-minute shopper is a Canadian. Anyway, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer coming up, folks. Here is Gene Autry.
You You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Northumberland 89.7 is CFWN, truly local radio, serving Northumberland County, a not-for-profit volunteer community radio station.